A lot of analysts have been on the show in the last couple of weeks, echoing sentiments of government maybe or perhaps diverting focus and evading responsibility following the lack of food security measures and also failure to put proper health inspections in place. So is it government passing the buck here? They failed, and now perhaps you just draw foreign nationals, you know, running spas or shops, you draw them into the spotlight. And could this exacerbate problems? Could this lead towards grievances and locals maybe turning to xenophobia once again? We hope not, because once it rears its head, it's ugly, it's unacceptable, period. So reports highlighted that poisoning of food sold at spas or shops appears to be a deliberate effort to discredit the informal tuck shops and the idea that they will get shut down by government in response. Political analyst online, Sandile Swana. Sandile, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Zunaid, and also good afternoon to your listeners.
Thanks for joining us, Sandile. It's always great to have you on the conversation. Let's get straight in. I fear with all these reports now coming from a government, I fear that this could possibly lead to resentment coming from locals. And could this not spur on future attacks of xenophobia towards foreign nationals? Because that would be unacceptable.
Yes, the South African government has made mistakes around the question of quality management and food safety. And they've tried to politicize the issue and create an impression that the owners of spaza shops, more specifically the foreign owners of spaza shops, are the ones who have made a mistake. But the mistake, which is not young, since 2010, which means, let's say, it could be close to 20 years that the mistake has been continued by the government, but now they want to quickly blame the spaza shops.
Sandile, we spoke to you, I think, about a week or two ago. You made reference to a crucial aspect here that is being neglected, and that is our inability from the government side to have transformed the lives of locals through education, through support, through the poor quality of education that our parents and grandparents were subjected to under the apartheid regime, and Bantu education, which was an absolute smack in the moral identity face of black and colored South Africans. This hasn't been addressed. Now we're looking at foreign nationals who are running spaza shops, who've been doing it for many, many years, and we're not focusing on our inability as the South African government to have addressed the founding provision of where this all went wrong.
Yes, so the mistakes of the South African government is that even the spaza shop crisis is one crisis. You have the other crisis, which is an economic crisis as well, of the illegal mining. So you find that in a certain period, you need certain types of skills that can make you to be able to earn a living, that sometimes even a decent living. Then in another period, because as time moves on, the economy changes, you need other types of skills. All of that has not been catered for by the government in the black communities generally. Now what we are doing is that we are now fighting for the crumbs of the economy. We are fighting to be that the spaza shops basically must be taken over by local blacks. We are fighting that jobs for waitering in restaurants or being waitresses must be taken over by blacks. We are fighting that the mines that are no longer working must be given over to blacks. We are fighting for the crumbs under the table of the economy. At the same time, the government has not employed the correct officials to do proper health inspections and assurance of the food supply in all the areas and municipalities of South Africa. That has not been done. It's not being done even as we speak today. And that needs to be fixed, and this is a fault of the government. I think I must add this before you even ask it, that now evidence has come out that even the so-called poisons that were in the food had nothing to do with the spaza shops, and they were not even found in the spaza shops.
Hmm.
So to link the spaza shops to any type of poisoning at this juncture is actually not a, a valid argument at all.
That is very interesting, Sandile, because that adds a completely different dynamic to this discussion, discourse, debate. But at this juncture, Sandile, why is there now, all of a sudden, this rigid drive to want to regulate the spaza shop industry? It's been allowed to exist for so many years. But why all of a sudden is there all this focus on it? We need to regulate. We need to ensure that the locals, this, that, 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 that. Is this not kind of like a latent way of introducing xenophobia once again?
It is, and it's embarrassing that the DA is not coming out and attacking this. the DA needs to attack this. I can understand why Cyril would tolerate it, because it's desperate. The ANC is desperate. They are losing votes. They'll sacrifice anybody that they can possibly sacrifice. Let me then add another layer to your question. In 1988, by the way, de Klerk did something. It was, remember, 1988 was before independence in South Africa, before freedom. There was a big problem of unregulated taxi industry in South Africa, and black people were not allowed to own taxis. And the taxi owners were illegal people who organized themselves. And the government commissioned an intelligence report to discover what these taxi people were doing. And de Klerk was told that these people are becoming a security risk. They might align themselves with the ANC and all that. Overnight, de Klerk declared that black people can have taxis. Those taxis were unregulated when they were launched overnight. They were not scheduled. You know that if you want to go to a bus, you must know, am I getting the 9 o'clock bus or the 9:15 bus? Taxis, till today, they don't have a schedule. They don't have routes. So that chaos that was unleashed by de Klerk in 1988 is still the main mode of transport, chaotic mode of transport, murderous mode of transport till today. The Ramaphosa may create a new legacy of chaos around the question of spaza shops after this, because he wants to start something that he has not prepared for. For instance, these black people that you want to take spaza shops from foreigners and hand over to black people, what preparation have they gone through to be able to run any type of business or any type of spaza shop? So this is a desperate move by an ANC that is losing support everywhere, consistently, to try and say to black people, here's a little something for you, even if it is stolen.
Mm, very true. Sandile, from that perspective, once again, thanks so much for joining us on PM Drive.